May I speak?
Go ahead, Frank.
No, it's Raymond.
Oh, Raymond. Okay, Raymond, I forgot to tell you, this motion has no restriction of the members. It says, and I really would like to send you the written so you could see it.
Carefully.
Okay, at least two LSB members shall be part of this committee. It does not say that, you know, the other part that you said, that we can't have more non-LSB than number of LSB. There is no restriction like that here, and there should not be. In fact, it could be even another bylaw amendment or resolution, because this is I have never heard of this except at KPFK. And I know KPFA is not doing. Yes, go ahead, Raymond.
I think Paulina has hit the nail on the head, as usual. The stations that have programming committees should be asked their opinion of a proposed motion in the National Programming Committee, because I think, as a member of the KPFK Programming Committee, they would not be willing, I don't think, but speculation, to simply stop what they're doing and get busy doing what you tell them to do, or what the PNB tells them to do. And I think that Pauline is quite correct that where there are these operating committees, I think someone said at two stations, that those people should be asked for feedback about this pending motion. Thank you.
Okay. I have done from the beginning, sent this motion as it was progressing to all five boards, and I haven't gotten any comment from them.
I didn't say boards. I said committees.
The committees have board members in them. So, I mean, they could have said something.
Nancy,
I don't know how to act. Who's that?
Yeah, Paulina. Sorry to interrupt you, but I would still think that what could be done, perhaps, is if you have access to KPFC, that's what you do. You can just look up the membership list for programming committees at local stations and contact those people by email directly, specifically with the programming, because, you know, we get so many emails as LSB, sometimes we just, I ignore half of them, unfortunately. I shouldn't even say that, but, well, I'm exaggerating, but you know, I think that this, starting a dialogue or insisting on having at least an acknowledgement that you've seen this and you could work with this from the chair and secretary of each existing programming committee, at least that would be a beginning, you know, and hopefully from after a discussion of the committee, by the committee about this, right? Maybe we should even request that they put it on their agendas whenever they next meet. I think it's worth it to have that buy-in. Otherwise, there's going to be an unnecessary conflict at some point.
Oh, yes, I agree.
Frank, to the staff here.
Go ahead, Frank.
Hearing what everyone here is saying, I think it's probably a good idea. How about, here's a suggestion for us, the programming committee now. How about we try to finalize what we've been working on all this time, and then as Paulina and I'm forgetting the gentleman who was just speaking name, but then how about we engage with the existing program committees at the places that are there and tell them, like, this is where we are and what we got, you know, and then ask them if, you know, what they would be willing to incorporate or not. And then maybe after we get some input for them, you know, if we're not completely coming to some sort of mid-ground or some agreement, maybe we have to write something in our motion that ask them to implement what they can. You know, I don't know. I'm just trying to find a media place here that we don't have to impose everything on them. And this is kind of getting ahead of the thing. I think if we do the first part of it, which is engage with those couple of committees, after we do our work, say this is where we're at, and then present it to them, that way we'll already feel comfortable with what we have, and then we can just work with what they are trying to do. So, yeah, I'm for what they're talking about here. But I think the first step for us is to finalize our ideas, finish this. And I just want to remind people that a lot of the stuff is not demanding that they have this many Spanish-speaking shows or this many this music shows. We're just asking for the numbers so we know what we're working with. And if something's working, you know, we could just say, look at these numbers. This is working great. Or if something's terrible, we could just say, look at these numbers. We might want to think about doing something here. So I don't want people to get confused with all the work that we're doing, that in some of the spots when it's asking for the percentage of this show or that show, that we're not saying that you have to have this percentage or that percentage. We're just curious of what it is and how the makeup. So bottom line, I'm starting to kind of drift away, but I think the bottom line, what I'm trying to say is I agree with Paulina and the other gentlemen. But I think we should finalize our thoughts, get through it, and then present it to I think we were talking about the two committees or however many there are. I think we should then present it to them.
Okay.
Sharon?
Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, my comment is this. Right now, this information has been sent to the various boards, and there has been no response. How long should you expect to wait to hear from a committee or not to hear from a committee before we move forward? Because it's probably going to be the same thing.
The committee or the LSB?
Frank again for the staff.
Yes, Frank, go ahead. Wait a minute.
Maybe.
Ron, when you're finished.
Yes, I am. I just want to know what is the deadline on all this waiting.
Well, there are...
Great idea. Good idea. And I think it include a please reply by date. We could note that it's been sent to the members of your committee on the LSB, and we have not heard back. So now we're directly reaching to all committee members, and we would like feedback by such date, 30 days, 2 weeks. You know, I'm open for suggestions here. Good idea. Good idea that we should have some sort of deadline. We've been working hard on it, and we've sent it out to a couple people on the board that should have brought it to their committees. Maybe they didn't. So good idea, I think, to reach out to the entire committee and say, hey, we sent this to your LSB representatives. We haven't heard back. We're now presenting it to you, to the full committee. Can you please respond by this date?
And how about if we have not heard from you, we will assume you are in full compliance, because I'm not into all this waiting. And next time you look up, you've waited 5 years.
All right, good idea. And then we'll add that note that if we do not hear from you by this date, we will move forward with our motion as written.
Okay.
How's that for people? I just feel like that is just going to finalize our thoughts, and that will also help out with the other committee members here and the other people that already are working on some similar stuff as a programming committee at their station. So I think it's a good idea to take their ideas, their thoughts on this into account. And I think we could learn, we just learned this from the bylaws stuff, that they threw it out and they didn't have discussion with other people. Well, maybe we could have made some real bylaws. So I think it's a good idea to get the buy-in or communication with other committees. That's it for Frank.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what I was talking about, the mandated council of 2013, that was not a bylaw. It was a resolution. So it's not a cause for being sued because we didn't do it, you know, because it's not a bylaw. But it does say letter G, the LSB is supposed to collaborate with management to have quality programming. So, and then Paulina made a good point. I did not realize until she said it that there are people in these programming committees at WPFW and KPFK who are not LSB members. So they didn't see this at all. So that's, and then she said where I could get the list. I have to, yeah, as Frank said, have
well,
to get the.
Well, Nancy to the staff. I fully understand.
Go ahead, Selena.
So I would imagine that those lists might not be up to date. So maybe the best and most the fastest way to go about once the language is finalized here would be to actually personally reach out to the person of record, to the chair and secretary, maybe even follow that up by a phone call or something to say, you might have internal lists that might not be updated on KPFTX. That has happened many, many times. So I think, reaching out to the current mailing list or just the secretary and the chair, whichever makes sense to this committee. And yes, I totally support Frank's suggestion of just setting a kind of reply by date. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can somebody tell me the KPFK programming committee, who is the chair?
I'm looking it up right
Hello.
Now.
Hello. It is a director and LSB member. Her name is Elizabeth Van Grunten.
I've got her. And then Thomas O'Rourke from WPFW is a member of this committee, and he's the chair of the WPFW programming committee. Okay, so that makes it kind of easy. I have those two.
So just Beth. Yeah, so reaching out to Beth and asking her to run it by the committee that she currently coordinates.
Yep.
And okay. Let me just say this, too, because if we delay it too long, then that means entirely new eyes may be looking at this and starting over from scratch when our term is over.
Yeah, that's what I know. But this committee will continue until we are voted by our LSBs as replaced with replacements. So usually the LSBs take until February at the earliest to vote in their replacements for the new committees. And if any of these members are getting off your LSB, you are still a member of this committee. Even you're no longer on the LSB until your LSB votes a replacement or the PMB votes a replacement. And the PMB's votes on those replacements like, they're so late. It's like March or... no, sometimes April. It's really late. They just get so busy, they don't do it, delay to do it. Okay, so we have a next meeting will be the 10th of October, and so we've got 2 weeks here. And how does everybody feel? Do you think we can work a little bit on this by email? And then if we are fairly satisfied, we'll send it as we have, decided. And it's not final. It's not the final thing because we want their input. And then send them and give them 1 week to respond. How do you think? Shall we try that?
The programming committee at APFK meets once a month. The Monday after the LSB meeting. And I don't have KPFT.
That would be the 18th.
FTX up on the screen.
Well, it's the 18th. It's the third Monday after the third Sunday. We would be meeting on the following week, the 24th. So that means we might be able to get this passed on the 24th, and then who's this?
This is Raymond, and I'm asking what month?
October. Okay, and so the get it faster. All right, so we've come to the 3:09 now, Eastern, and we usually just do 1 hour and a half.
for these meetings, although the last two meetings were like 4 hours and 3 hours, respectively. We were trying so hard on this committee, this motion. Do you want to work a few minutes more?
On the information.
Yes.
Next.
Bring to the staff after that. Sorry. Bring to the staff.
Okay, Raymond. Okay. And Frank after that.
The next KPFK programming committee meeting is Monday, October the 18th at 4 p.m. Pacific time.
Yes.
At which time any of you is perfectly entitled to join in on the conversation. I think Beth would be delighted.
Could people send out a reminder email? Could someone send an email with that we could, like, star and log in and save? Because I'm kind of moving around at this moment, and I need to get back to my computer where I can write stuff down.
Okay.
It's on KPFTX, no? KPFTX?
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean...
That'll help me.
Yeah, that helps. Okay. How does the group feel? Shall we do this by email now, or shall we spend a little more time going through this?
Oh, me for the stack, then. I wanted to talk about that, yeah.
Frank.
I offered this suggestion. I feel like we're very close. There's not a lot of big changes. Perhaps if people are willing, we could just do what I suggested earlier, just hit the top of the page, go through, knock out the brackets and the parentheses, and let's just finish this motion. We could probably get it done in 15, 20 minutes. I don't think there's a real lot of discussion about the proposed changes. If there are, maybe we can get through that in not too long of time. So I feel like we could get through 15, 20 more minutes. We could be done with the motion on our end. And that way, when the programming committees at the other stations are coming up, that this could be immediately sent off after we break up today. It's able to be sent out with our approval, seeking the input from the existing committee.
Okay. Are there any objections?
Basically, I'm
just
going to talk it out and get out of here.
What?
Are there any objections to Franklin's proposal for 15 or 20 more minutes? But if anybody has to leave, just tell us and we'll wish you goodbye. Okay, hearing no objections, let's start at the top. The motion on LSB Programming Committee, sponsored by this committee. So that part is wrong, sponsored by this committee. And then the Article 7, Section 3G, which requires the local station board to, I'm paraphrasing here, I'm not going to read the whole thing. Be it resolved that the PNB direct each local station board by, and then the date, shall we put in there October, I forgot, what was it, 21st or January 2022. We'll just put that there because we're not sure yet. Unless anybody has a strong opinion.
I, Frank, KPFA.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel... there's a lot we're asking. I'm more for January to implement it. And we're still looking to engage these other two existing committees. That's going to knock us through the end of September, maybe mid-October. It sounds like the first meeting of one of the programming committees is mid-October already. So if we're going to have input from these folks, unless they respond by email in advance, as individuals and say okay, which I think they would probably want to discuss it and ratify it or whatever they do at the board at their committee meeting. That already puts us to mid-October just seeking to be heard at the other meeting. So I'm for January personally. I'm always one that likes to leave room for people to have time to get it done, especially when you're asking I feel like we're not asking for a lot in general, but it does going to take some work. So that's it. I'm for, I would say January 1st or January 31st, either one for me.
Okay. So this would be presented as soon as it's were decided to present it to the PNB, and that can be done next month in October. It can also, well, I don't know if they have a
I meant presenting it to those other two existing programming committees.
Yes,
we're going to be asking.
Yes, I understand.
Sorry, just clarifying.
At the earliest, probably the PNB could pass this in November. So it would be the present PNB would be doing this. Come January 31st, it's going to be a whole new PNB. And we'll be starting with scratch with new people. All right. So, okay. Since Sharon said October 21st and Franklin is saying January 1st, can I just put two dates in there? We're thinking this or that because I don't think it's that that important. I mean, it may end up we have no choice but to go a certain way. I don't think this is that important change.
Okay, I'm ready to just leave it with two dates. It's fine with me. Just we're trying to get it as soon as possible. I know that.
Yes. Okay, now here we go. To establish an open LSB program committee or instruct its existing committee to provide written oversight and assistance for the station's programming, including but not limited to. Okay, so there we have something already. This of is not necessary. Provide written oversight and assistance for the station's programming, including but not limited to. Okay, does anyone have trouble with written oversight that this LSB programming committee does a written report, in other words, all their checkpoints. And then assistance, okay? No, I don't hear any objections, so we'll keep that. I'll just take off the of. Provide written oversight and assistance. Or it could stay there, too. Written oversight of and assistance for. It doesn't need to be changed. Okay. And then, but not limited to, number one, how programming needs are determined. Our show's programming staff, unpaid and paid, are selected. Everybody comfortable? Number three, how and what programming agreements are made? Number four, how shows are scheduled and preempted? Number five, how unpaid and paid programmers are educated, trained, and supported in technology, production, and in the areas of anti-racism, anti-gender bias, and preventing sexual harassment. We might want to say to prevent sexual harassment or and the preventing of sexual, the, just add a D there so it sounds better.
Read fine to me as is, or just the prevention of or preventing, either one works fine.
So say again, pulling a little bit louder.
Oh, sorry. The way it's written sounds fine to me. Areas of anti-racism, anti-gender bias, and preventing sexual harassment, or the prevention of, if that reads smoother to you, but fine as written.
Oh, it's okay. How does everybody feel? Just leave it as it is? Okay, I hear no objection. So let's just leave it as it is. So then number six, how and how often programming is evaluated and by whom. Number seven, how listener feedback is obtained and shared via a survey, email, snail mail, through the committee's email account or postal box. Does anyone feel uncomfortable with that? Okay, until we think of a better way, we'll keep that through the committee's email account or postal box, because this will get the information, the input from listeners directly to the committee and bypass the management. This has been a problem in the past history of not getting anything. All right. I get lost, maybe. So that this committee assisting the LSB shall report to the listeners the feedback results through the monthly LSB show, if one exists, and if not, one should be created as soon as possible to be in compliance. Is that okay to put to be in compliance? Because we have only one station, two stations, the two W's are doing the LSB report. The other three K stations, that start with the letter K, do not have a management, an LSB show. They may have a management, show, but, with, oh, yeah, what we didn't put with half the time, were callers. Maybe that needs to be put in, otherwise it won't be done. Okay. Next, with precautions for privacy, and that means we're not going to say who said what, you know, in the input, and sent to the membership if the station has a newsletter. How many stations here do not have a newsletter to their members? I know WPFW does not.
Would call a newsletter.
Could you repeat that? I sort of over-talked you.
APFK does not have what you call a newsletter.
So there's no, okay, it does cost money. I think at KPFT we were paying $250 a year, I think, or I can't remember, where we could send to all the staff, paid and unpaid, or to all the members. A kind of an e-blast. I'm not sure if we're still paying for that, but that's what KPFT had. And it was called something chimp, MailChimp, or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, it's MailChimp. All right. Gee, where are we? And, oh, call it, other than 10. The ratio of public affairs programming, including news to music shows, as well as the ratio of live shows, number of call-in shows, and pre-recorded shows. Any problem? Okay, next, number 11. The status of foreign language programming. Paulina, go ahead.
Yeah. For number, before you move on from 11, from 10, so what we're asking is that they report the ratio of public affairs programming, including news to music shows, and the ratio of live shows to call-in shows. Oh, no, and maybe you should just read. It's confusing right now. And the number of live call-in and pre-recorded shows, you know, because those are three different animals. I mean, formats are different. Some could be pre-recorded hybrid, right? I mean, I don't know. It's just that, let me try to, because I'm coming, I'm reading this for the second time, so trying to do very close reading. What are we trying to establish with 10, that this information be made publicly available? Through some kind of a mechanism like a newsletter, is that right?
Yes.
Listeners
and reports to the board.
Mm-hmm. Shall report to the listeners the following, right? And then that should be the list, right? Wait, I'm going back up. See, but not limited to. Okay.
What does this committee really think is important, the ratio of certain shows to certain shows, or the amount of time spent on these shows?
Well, that's the thing. When you call ratio, I think what we need is actual numbers. We can figure out the ratio, right? And of course, if you go on a station program grid, you can figure it out. So I'm really not sure what what we're trying to accomplish with item 10. So it's like for the programming committee to analyze the makeup of the current grid, even if it's always in flux, like for instance for WBAI, given their model, I don't even see, well, I don't know. Anyways, I'm just confused by this particular item, trying to, instead of make unreasonable hurdles here, just to understand what's confusing me.
Frank for stack. This is number.
Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah. Referring to number 10, right?
Yes.
Paulina.
Yeah, I'm confused by number 10. Maybe you can help.
Yeah, number 10's been a question a couple times here today, and I feel like that we are just asking for the numbers, yes, so we can say, okay, look at the numbers here, how this, they have so many call-in shows, they have so many live shows, they have so many music shows, and then how are they doing? I think it's just for analytical purposes, as far as I understand. And I agree that this is something that we could possibly do ourselves. It would take the work on our end. But I know KPFA has a programming grid on the website. We could basically go through there and look at the numbers of shows, what the show is about, if they're public affairs or music, and we could break down KPFA's you know, on our own just by looking at the website.
But it's up to the local committee, absolutely. So I'm not opposing this item. I'm just saying, how can we word it so that it's clear what's being asked for? Analysis, maybe should the word analysis be put right before the ratio, analysis of the ratio of public affairs programming includes the music shows, as well as the ratio of live shows, call-in shows, and number of call-in shows. Live shows, so it should be number of live call-in and pre-recorded shows or something that are ratio. I'm just struggling with the language. It's confusing.
Yes.
It's not the concept. The concept is clear.
Okay, how about the time spent? Because some shows, I'm not sure, but some shows are 30-minute shows and some are one-hour shows. So just the number of shows is not really telling you how much time is spent on public affairs or music or news or call-ins. And actually, time that's spent for call-ins, sometimes it's only 5 minutes or 10 minutes, or sometimes it's 30 minutes. So, go ahead.
Yeah, number of hours dedicated to public affairs, news, music shows, live shows, call-in shows, etc. Pre-recorded, yeah, content. Number of time or number of hours dedicated to each of the following. That would be
okay.
Enough.
Okay. The number of hours dedicated to public affairs programming, news, music, as well as and live shows, and pre-record and call-in shows.
Yeah.
And you know what? I really wish that we could I think we should ask each station's management to put a little symbol in front of each show, because you cannot tell what kind of show it is unless you listen to it. I mean, that would be so helpful if you had a magnifying glass, or even phone, or a little telephone if it's a call-in. Then that would be good for the listener who's looking on the website. If they see, a telephone, I can call in. Or they see a magnifying glass and they're interested in public affairs, they would be able to know. I wish we had these at all five stations, because when I go to other stations, I don't know what kind of show it is unless I listen to the whole thing. What do you think?
Frank here.
Yeah, go ahead, Frank.
Go ahead. Someone was before me. I think that's what all the noise was. Was someone before me?
I don't know. Was someone before Frank? Okay, go ahead, Frank. Whoever it is, speak up.
This is just kind of a note for...
Who's that?
Sue.
Oh, Sue. Did you ask for the floor before Frank?
No, I say I'm sorry about the noise.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead, Frank.
This is just for clarification for some of you. I don't know if many of you know, but if you go to the KPFA.org website, ours are kind of broken up into color codes. We've got news and politics have like a blue, music is green, and like public affairs and culture, they kind of called it culture, is yellow. And then they have a featured, which could be a makeup of all of them, in red. So that's how our website kind of works. So it's a little bit broken up like that. It doesn't have a phone symbol for a call-in show or anything like that. And other than that, I was just going to say I agree with number 10 adding in the for analytical purposes into the language or something similar to that to make it clear that we're not mandating any of this or anything. We're just asking for the numbers so that we can analyze and just kind of have discussion about what's working.
I'm putting the word for analysis, comma, or at the end for analysis. Okay, go ahead, Sue.
Yeah, I'm afraid if you put that in, they'll think you're trying to be judgmental about if they if they play music instead of public affairs or whatever. Judgmental.
Well, this committee is supposed to make a report to the LSB and to the members. And
Frank would stop on that too.
Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, I feel like we can't really control their emotions or feelings. All we could do is kind of explain that this is for analytical purposes. That's what we're doing. We're trying to promote the betterment, the health, and the well-being of our stations and our network by analyzing what we see and hear is happening. So if something happens and they're not feeling comfortable about it, I guess it would be up to us at our individual LSBs or committee, whatever we're at, to clarify that, hey, we're just asking for some numbers here. We just want to see what's working and what's not working. We haven't mandated that you have certain programming or this or that. We're just looking for the numbers. So I don't know what we could really do. I understand what you're saying because I know how people are. And I even got some of you have already listened in on the KPFA LSB, how they feel about our programming committee. I understand the feelings that come through for people, but maybe we could add something else instead of analytical purposes. But, yes, that's what we're doing. We're trying to analyze what's working.
How about comparison purposes? How about time comparison purposes?
Name into the stack.
Raymond, go ahead.
Yes. Frank used a phrase that I think is telling, and that is working or not working. If that isn't judgment laden, I don't know what is. And the reality is that that's the reason for that question. And if you want to do program oversight for the stations, ask the PNB to let you do that.
I like it.
We're making an oversight committee, actually. I was thinking LSB Programming Analysis Committee. Does that sound tamer? Does it sound more to the point of what we're doing? Okay, I just put it a note there. All right, let's go on to number 11. Anyway, the main point that we all agree, yeah, the main point we all agree is analysis. Go ahead, Sue.
I don't like analysis. I suggest comparison over time or working or not working. I like that better, working or not working.
What does that mean, please?
What
does it mean? It's trying to root it into something basic rather than we're up in our ivory tower judging what you're doing.
Help me with the term working or not working.
Financially or reaching the community.
Paulina to the staff.
Frank to the staff,
yes,
here
Paulina.
Too again. Sorry.
Okay, Paulina, then Frank. Paulina, can you get it closer to your phone or a little
yes.
louder?
Yes. I if we are trying to avoid giving the impression of negative judgment, then working or not working would be exactly the opposite of that. You know, actually, if we say working or not working, then of course it sounds punitive, right? We're going to decide if it's not working. And besides that, that doesn't say by what criteria. I think that would be getting into opening up a whole can of worms. I would suggest that for analytical purposes is the perfect preamble to why request these numbers. You know, because after all, you know, the other thing is that the PNB a few years back passed a mass motion about criteria for evaluating programming, and it's a comprehensive motion. It has not been rescinded. Anything that this committee passes shouldn't be in conflict with the current PNB policy. So I think we shouldn't even get into the details of how. For us, right? Well, I mean, there is something about how programming is evaluated, but it's just for, once again, to know, right? We're only asking that this information be gathered and internally evaluated and presented by a program committee or programming council, right? Am I correct? So I think that, yeah. So I wouldn't get into value judgments like working or not working, in my opinion.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
it'll blow the whole thing up. Frank, go ahead. Paulina, are you finished?
Yeah, I wasn't trying to insert that in the language. I was just kind of using that as a term that what we were trying to do. But I agree with you all. Yeah, we're not trying to pass judgment of what is working or what not working. We're basically trying to see the numbers. You could term it how we should, and what we're trying to do, obviously, is to term it the best way possible. And, if people are going to have these feelings come up and these interpretations if we don't get the language right. So yes, I wasn't trying to include working or not working in the actual language. I agree that would be problematic. What we are trying to do is find something. I agree again with Paulina that this is just for analytical purposes. We're not trying to change anything. We what can we even do without these numbers? Basically, is kind of another point of it. We just want to see as far as I'm getting the feeling from the way I feel using I statements here is that the purpose I would like to see them for is just to see, hey, what are the numbers? We don't even really know, you know, what stations have what. Or maybe we just, you know, just throwing it out there, maybe we would see that, well, over here they got 3 call-in shows and they're highly supported and they also raise a lot of funds. People are listening. They're covering topics of interest to our communities and importance to our communities as part of our mission. So, yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting at. I'd like people to understand that. Yes, I would not want to include working or not working in the language for sure. And I'm losing my own thought here, but I feel like getting the language right is important. I'm just repeating myself. I lost my last thought. So, thank you all. I agree with Paulina. And no, I don't want to include working or not working in the language. No, no, no.
Okay.
This is Robert Payne speaking.
Robert, hello. You're here.
Yes.
Mark is present. Welcome.
Thank you.
What Frank said is exactly right. However, there's a deeper analysis to take place. What is in the mind of the various communities? What are their concerns? They will respond to programs as they are involved in their own lives. What is the mindset of the people, and how is that mindset clicking to the programming of the various stations? If we see a trend, emerging from the masses of the people, we need to know those numbers. Thank you.
You need those surveys? I didn't believe.
Okay. Okay. Robert is from KPFK. Okay. He's taking over a position that was opening. Harvey had to resign. Robert, can you make a
speak again, please.
Introduction? Yes.
Yes, I am Robert Payne. I am a fellow here in Los Angeles. I am involved in a number of projects that are video and internet. And in the past, as a writer, I was able to achieve a good amount of success due to my understanding of the audience. I did not like my audience, but the publishers wanted me to write for that audience, and so I succeeded financially. Now I want to direct my attentions to what my real concerns are, which are, as the mission statement goes, worldwide peace.
Are you finished?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert. Okay. We're now at number 11. So, 10, we spent a lot of time, and we are going to stay away from judgments, but we are going to put the word analysis or for analytical purposes. And now we're at number 12. No, 11. I'm sorry. Now 11. That was 10. Okay. The status of foreign language programming, Spanish and other languages. And then I was thinking to add, in compliance with the required diversity of the mission, or the in compliance with the mission's diversity, or I don't know, somebody can think of a better word. Yes, Paulina.
This is Paulina. I'm looking at the email that you sent today, about an hour ago, and it cuts off at item 10, so I'm not seeing anything past item 10, actually.
Well, thank you for telling me. Okay.
Would you mind forwarding it again?
I don't know why this is happening.
Franklin here, by the way.
Did anybody else miss the rest of the motion? Just Paulina? Okay, I'm going to rescind it just to Paulina then.
Oh, thanks so much.
Frank here, just a quick suggestion.
Oh, go ahead. Please, Frank.
I know across the spectrum here, different people use Google or don't use Google, but I would just recommend maybe at some time we could use like a cloud document where all the changes could be seen at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, where you could be typing right now and I could be watching the changes, because I'm trying to keep up on my own end. And so then you wouldn't always have to send out the latest changes. You could still, of course, but we would all have access to the document. Even if we only let you edit and we could make suggestions, that would help. Anyways, that just helps me because I'm following along on the one in the email. I'm trying to follow on the one that I'm typing in. So that's just for a future talk. We don't need to spend a lot of time on it. But working in the cloud, we could all see the changes live.
This is very strange. I sent everything to Paulina, but she only got up to pre-record shows. Oh, okay. Well, let's carry on. Okay, I will read it so Paulina can understand what's happening. Oh, I don't know why this happens. Darn.
And once again, the same thing happened just now.
Again.
It gets off of pre-recorded shows.
So
just resend the second half.
I can't do that. I can send the whole thing and then only half comes.
You can highlight, copy paste.
Pardon?
I don't know why, but it just keeps doing that. Let me try. Okay, we're almost finished. I will have to maybe let me try one more time, see if this will work.
In the meantime, will someone define the status of
Frank here?
What did you say? Someone define the status of? I think we lost him. Frank?
No. It's Frank here. I'm just speaking for myself, but I see that as is there any? If there's not, are you doing anything? Is there plans? You know, that's how I see it. Is there foreign language program? Yeah.
Is there what? What is your question?
Are you talking about number 11, right?
Number 11. Yeah, we're on block 11. I'm afraid that.
That's what I'm saying. For me, the status of foreign language programming, Spanish or other language, that. To me, you know, using the I statements again, or me, what I am getting from that, as we discussed in the past, is what is on your station right now? Are you making plans? Anything like that? Is there Spanish language? Is there other language being represented? Is there not?
Yes.
What languages are they? Are you making any plans to include it? And again, I feel like this is one of those informational things that we're not passing a judgment or demanding, other than that people come into compliance with other motions that have been made in the past, perhaps. But, well, I think this is just a data gathering, part, number 11, to me. If someone can correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know a lot of the status at a lot of the other stations. Here and there, I've tried to tune in to different things, but, you know, I'm not listening as much even to my own station right now. So, having the status of foreign language programming, you know, written down or something that we know about. Again, is this something that we can go to a station's website or program grid? I don't know how the program grids are on the other stations. I feel like some of these, 10, 11, these are like investigative, let's see, and maybe 12. These might be things we could take on as individuals on the committee at our own stations. We could try to look up the ratio of public affairs programming news. You know, at KPFA, I feel like I can look through the grid and I can determine it by that. Maybe is it up to date, the grid lately? I'd have to double check that. I could look the status of foreign language programming, on KPFA and tell you, that we probably only have two real foreign language programming shows that come to my mind right now. So either way, I feel like we're asking for the numbers, whether we want to try to collect it ourselves or we're asking somebody that might have already a quick, better understanding to kind of lay it out to us. The status, we can't really say the status. We could break down if we have Spanish or other language programming. But is there any plans in the works? Do you have anything laid out? You know what I'm saying? What's your long-term vision for any foreign? Is there, do you want it? I mean, we have no idea what's in the mind of my general manager on foreign language programming. I mean, they could decide to broadcast it on KPFA.org on a special link. To hear the show translated in Spanish, go to KPFA.org and click on the Espanol link. I mean, these are things that would even maybe then come to discussion once we know, you know, where they're at. Okay, so a long explanation for my personal opinion at the same time, but that's how I see this data. And a quick throwback to 10 and 12 is that do we want to take on the work on our own? We could discuss that some other time, but I feel like the people at the station could do it, management or whoever that would ask them, GM. Okay, sorry for that long-winded answer. I know I tried to get us on for 15 more minutes or so. I feel responsible for your personal time at this point. So carry on. But that's my thought on the status, the word status. It's kind of like the idea, the vision, the planning, as well as where are we at this particular moment. I'm done.
Okay, so shall we just leave it at the status is of foreign language programming, parentheses, Spanish and other languages, close parentheses. That's originally there. I mean, not originally. It was added after we met. Do we need to put in compliance with the required diversity of the mission or just take that out? I'm sorry, Paulina. I have tried many times, and it keeps coming out just short of changing you. Paulina, how do you think?
I'm sorry. What's the wording of that? Because I'm not looking at the document. I just need to process this information without looking at the written wording. We're talking about how words are put together and
yeah, it's real hard to, I think you're moving their phone a lot.
That's not me making noise, that's someone else.
Somebody else. Okay, somebody else, please mute your phone. The status is of foreign language programming, parentheses, Spanish and other languages, close parentheses.
I would word it as the status of programming in languages other than English. So that's it.
One more time.
The status of programming in languages other than English. Some people who were born in the United States and speak Spanish, they don't think of it as a foreign language, you know. So that's a kind of a Eurocentric or Anglocentric way of
thank you.
The status of programming in languages other than English.
Oh, that's wonderful. Does anybody disagree with that?
This is Robert Payne speaking. I just sent Paulina two screen prints of the material she is missing. She can find
wonderful.
That on her email.
Thank you.
And Paulina, let us know if it works, because when I do that, it doesn't come out. The other person doesn't see it. I don't know why. Okay, number 12. Do we need to put in compliance with required diversity of the mission? Do we need to put that there or just?
No, because that's
it's
not
too much.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
This is once again, this is for analytics, right? Remember? So it's not about compliance with the bylaws or with the CPP or with the mission.
I agree.
It's analytics.
Yes. Yes. I was trying to push something because we've lost all our Spanish language programming. I'm a little emotional about that. Okay, number 12. The ratio of shows produced locally to those produced elsewhere in the Pacifica network or from outside the network. Or just get rid of the
Frank
word ratio. Yeah, go ahead, Frank.
I just want to show the support that this is just asking for the numbers, and if we can just clarify that to people, I feel like it's fine. Or did we change the ratio in the other one? I'm having a hard time following some of the changes because I can't see the changes as live as they happen. So if we change the ratio word on the other one, maybe we could change it here. Otherwise.
Okay. Let's decide. Does anybody object to taking off the word ratio and just say the number of shows or what is it? The shows. The number of shows, or what did we use in the last one?
Number of hours.
Number of hours. Yeah. Number of hours. Okay. And then let's see. This is number 12. The number of hours produced locally.
Frank, to the stack one last time. It'd be short.
Yes, go ahead, Frank. Yes.
I feel like hours / shows would be fine because I feel like that gives us already a little bit of a breakdown for us. Some shows are a half hour, some shows are an hour. And again, I feel like in some of the cases, we're going to have to look into our dig a little deeper on our own when they say they have an hour call-in show. I know some of the shows at KPFA that are call-in shows will do like a half of their hour in the conversation with the guest, and then that second half of call-in. So there is going to be a discrepancy between the actual hours of a call-in show and actual call-in time. Anyways, I'm getting long-winded again, but I feel like I wouldn't be good with time and shows just because it's already a minor breakdown of what we're asking for. We're getting shows and then, sorry, I'm just getting explained to myself twice. Go ahead.
I did not catch it. The time of shows, or you said number of hours, which did you say just now? What?
I think I'm agreeing with whoever spoke last that the hours and slash shows, just hours and shows. So there could be 20 hours and let's say 10 shows or something like that.
Okay, number of hours instead, do hours of shows produced locally. Hours and shows, I heard. Hours slash.
Yeah, just hours slash, like slash shows. So
is that proper English to put a slash there, or just put of?
I don't know that. I'll leave it for you guys to determine that.
Okay, hours slash shows. Is anybody objecting to that? Produced locally. Okay, that's number two.
No. How about hours, time, and show? So you'll know
hours.
What individual show has what amount of time allotted for it.
Hours, time, shows produced locally.
That's confusing. Call it airtime.
Okay.
So like
airtime.
Okay. Not like the time or hour, right? But airtime allotted to,
okay.
Right?
Okay. Airtime produced locally. Let's see. And elsewhere, produced elsewhere in the Pacifica network or from outside the network. Okay, that's number 12. Number 13, the process for proposing and developing new shows. That was added. Is that okay? Keep that? Yeah. Number 14, this was unchanged. The status of organizing and supporting the integration of interns and volunteers. Number 15 was not changed, as well as how the transition to multimedia for visual and audio programming is expanding as an outreach, and is missing, and outreach mechanisms. Oh, that's right. As outreach mechanisms with the intention to foster programming that is more accessible to people with varying abilities, capacities, and preferences. If you're having trouble reading, understanding what this means, it means like some people cannot hear very well.
Hold on. I can't hear. That, what you're saying is not in the language. But what you're saying is, if you don't know what it means by varying abilities, capacities, and preferences, you could maybe put, like, example or IE, whatever they put, captions, and if you feel foreign language cap, if you feel like adding that. Otherwise, I felt like you were starting to talk like it was almost like it was in there. I didn't want to get confused.